Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eish HaTorah. Our text is Gateway to Happiness. We're on page 19 in the preface. There are three questions to ask yourself that will make a major difference every time you read a book and every time you listen to a recording. There's a difference between just reading and actually changing. So what's going to make the difference? Three questions. What are the three questions? Do I agree with this? Does this make sense to me? Do I agree with it? Number two, what are the consequences of accepting it? If I accept this idea, what difference will make in that make in my life? And three, what am I actually going to do about it? So why is it so important to ask if you agree with it? Because there are many ideas we really agree with. Let's say not speaking negative against other people. Do you agree you shouldn't speak against other people? How many people? No, I think you've got to speak against other people negatively. No, we can agree with it. And what are the consequences of accepting that beautiful Torah concept? I'm going to be much more careful every time I speak. And what will I actually do about it? That's the challenge. But by asking, do I agree with it? What is the difference in my life that starts us off in the right direction? Because even if something is difficult, because usually, well, is it this easy or this hard? But let's say something's very difficult. But if you know that the consequences will be a much better life, a more enhanced life, let's even writing down a list of what you're grateful for. Is it easy to keep writing down many, many things you're grateful for? No, it could be an effort, keeping a journal. But what's going to be, do you agree with it? It's a good idea to keep a list of what things you're grateful for. Yeah, makes sense. What are the consequences? Well, I'm going to remember them better. I'll be able to read it over. And what am I actually going to do about it? So let's say you say, well, I can't keep a journal about all the things I'm grateful for a long time. Do you know what? Keep it for a short time. If you keep it for a short time, that's going to be that hard. Write down a journal. What am I grateful for? Or even once, even today, in the next couple days, write down a list, major things that I'm grateful for. And what do you agree with? It's a good idea to write down what you're grateful for. If you're grateful once, it makes you feel good. It makes sense to think about it again. What are the consequences of accepting it? Well, if I write this list down, it's fascinating. I'll have to be able to read the list again. I'll be more motivated to add more things. And what am I going to do about it? So keep thinking about that, especially just writing down a list of things you're grateful for. How am I going to gain? I want to write down what I'm grateful for. Right now, think of a few things that you'll write down. What am I grateful for? And think about, if you can write it down now, fantastic, great. And if you're not going to write it down now, ask yourself, when can I write it down? When's the nearest time? And be really committed, strongly committed. I'm going to write down a list of things that I am grateful for.